ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 40। कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इनकार्नेशंस। इदं भगवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्मसंहितं उत्तम श्लोक चारितं चकार भगवान् ऋषि न श्रेयसा लोकस्य धन्यां स्वस्त्यानां महत्। No, the whole verse is six lines. Four lines is not the verse. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastyanam Mahat Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishreyasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastyanam Mahat Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastayanam Mahat. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Tanyam Swastayanam Mahat. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastayanam Mahat. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastayanam Mahat. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastayanam Mahat. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya lokasya. Tanyam swastiyanam mahat. Matajis. Idam Bhagavatam Nama. Panam Brahma Samitam. Uttamashloka Charitam. Chakara Bhagavan Rishi. Nishayasaya Lokasya. Tanyam Swastayanam Mahat. Idam. This Bhagavatam, book containing the narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pure devotees. Nama of the name. Puranam, supplementary to the Vedas. Brahma Samhitam, incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna. Uttama Shloka, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of the Personality of Godhead. Charitam, activities. Chakara, compiled. Bhagavan, incarnation of the Personality of Godhead. Rishi, Sri Vyasadev. Nishrayasaya, for the ultimate good. Lokasya, of all people. Danyam, fully successful. Swastiyayanam, all blissful. Mahat, all perfect. This scripture named Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless sound representation of all Vedic knowledge and history. There are selected histories of great devotees who are in direct contact with the Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna and is therefore non-different from Him. Srimad Bhagavatam should be worshipped as respectfully as we worship the Lord. Thereby we can derive the ultimate blessings of the Lord through its careful and patient study. As God is all light, all bliss, and all perfection, so also is Srimad Bhagavatam. We can have all the transcendental light of the Supreme Brahman, Sri Krishna, from the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, provided it is received through the medium of the transparent spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya's private secretary, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, advised all intending visitors who came to see the Lord at Puri to make a study of the Bhagavatam from the person Bhagavatam. Person Bhagavatam is the self-realized bona fide spiritual master, and through him only can one understand the lessons of Bhagavatam in order to receive the desired result. One can derive from the study of the Bhagavatam all benefits that are possible to be derived from the personal presence of the Lord. It carries with it all the transcendental blessings of Lord Sri Krishna that we can expect from His personal contact. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishrayasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastayanam Mahat. This scripture named Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Oma jnanat mirandasya jnananjana shilakaya. Chaksur unmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Swarup Damodar, he was one of the principal devotees of Sri Chaitanya. They are said to be in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj says there are 3.5 major devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Roy, Sikhi Mahidi, and his sister Madhavi Devi. These are the principal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar Goswami's business was that he would take care of all the Vaishnavas. He was the servant of the servant. He would sing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu different kirtans and bhajans. At one time, he had translated an orison bhajan about Jagannath Swami, and he chanted it for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jagamohan Parimandayao. The translation is, let my head fall down at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath in the Kirtan Hall known as Jagamohan. Jagamohan Parimandayao. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Swarup Damodar Goswami singing this Orion bhajan, he went into ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground, and he was uttering, Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Jaja Gaga Pari Mumu, over and over again. Jaja Gaga Pari Mumu. This is pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what it was is that he was trying to recite, but he was in such transcendental ecstasy. This mantra, Jagamohan Parimandayao, let my head fall down at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath in the Kirtan Hall known as Jagamohan. Jaja Gaga Parimumu. So, Swarup Damodar Goswami was such an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only was he singing bhajans, but when people came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they would have some poem or some play or some book that they had composed or wanted to present to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first, it would have to go through Swarup Damodar Goswami. Just like you can't go to the BBT and see Savas. It's not possible. First, you have to go through Gaudachandra. If Gaudachandra approves, then you have an appointment. Of course, that doesn't always mean you're really going to get an appointment. Similarly, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he would go over everything. One time, I think it was a Bengali playwright, poet, came with a beautiful play. And he presented it to Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar would go over the literature, the play, and if it was suitable, if there was no rasa basa, And there was no impersonalism or voidism in the play, in the composition. Then he would present it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But only if it was transcendentally perfect. He was such a high personality, such a close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he had that responsibility. So when this playwright had submitted his play, Swarup Damodar Goswami immediately pointed out, in your invocation, wasn't even the play yet, it was the invocation to the play, you state this and you state that, and this is Rasa Bhasa. This is not our Vaishnava Siddhanta. This is not Gaudiya Siddhanta. So the playwright was very upset. But Swarup Damodar told him, that's all right. You take shelter of the devotees. You serve the devotees. You hear Srimad Bhagavatam. You worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Swami. You chant Hare Krishna mantra, and all of your anarthas will gradually go away, and you'll be able to write in pure devotion. In this way, even when Chota Haridas, he was going door to door, he approached one door, and there was a wife of one gentleman. And he was speaking with her. He didn't do anything. But in his mind, he was not so pure, apparently. This is a pastime of Chota Haridas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when it was revealed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ostracized him from his association, sent him away. You can't associate with Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga has renounced as possible. Krishna consciousness is Vairagya Vidya, the path of renunciation. So Chota Haridas went away from that association. But he always wanted to get another chance to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to sing kirtan. He was a nice kirtan singer. As was Swarup Damodar Goswami, leading kirtan singer. And Swarup Damodar would take care of the devotees so nicely that he begged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please, let Haridas come back. He didn't do anything seriously wrong. He's repented. He's purified. Let him come back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. I'll leave Jagannath Puri if you keep bothering me with this request. And ultimately, this Chota Haridas came and chanted bhajans to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a subtle form after he had left his body. But Swarup Damodar Goswami taught the Vaishnavas, as stated in this first canto of Bhagavatam in the first chapter, work hard and worship the Lord by one's fruits of one's hard labor for existence. And this is our motto for life. It's in italics in the first canto, first chapter. Work hard and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the fruits of one's hard labor for existence. And this is the motto for life. In the material world, someone sent me a video. In one Asian country, they have a problem. Even they have a name for the problem. It's called karoshi. Karoshi means that you work so hard in the material world. They work up to over 100 hours overtime because they want to get ahead materially. And they show people in this country, they couldn't even make it to the subway to get home. They're in a sport jacket and tie and a nice dress, and they're leaned up against the subway wall, passed out from exhaustion, trying to make it home. It's a common occurrence. And no one paid much attention to this karoshi. They knew it existed. Except that earlier, I think it was this year, maybe late last year, one prominent business lady, she was working hundreds of hours overtime, 100 hours a week. And she jumped off the top of one of their Toyota or one of these Takahashi buildings to her death. So the Prime Minister Abe, we won't name the country, he passed a law that from now on, no one can work more than 60 hours a month overtime. Or maybe it was a week, I'm not even sure. You can't work 100 hours overtime, you can only work 60. They were trying to save the... But in our Krishna consciousness movement, it's the opposite. We want you to work 60 hours overtime. You want to work 60 hours overtime. You want to fall asleep on the steps of the temple door. Of course, Satchinandan will probably remove you. But work hard and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the fruit of one's hard labor for existence. This should be our this is our motto for life. We work hard, but that hard work doesn't make us suicidal. If you're working and there's no result, or you're working for nothing except the fruits of your labor, money, then you're wasting your time. Shrama evahi kevalam. But Vaishnavas work to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Samsadhir hari tosanam. We work hard to give pleasure to the Lord. And that hard labor gives us intense feelings of devotion. But in the material world, you work too hard, you're going to lose your mind. In the spiritual world, you work too hard, you'll give your mind to Krishna, and your mind will become spiritualized. Trust me. Swarup Damodar gave this instruction. Give everything. Bolo Krishna, Bhaje Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Chant Krishna, Bolo Bhaje Krishna, worship Krishna. Study the teachings of Krishna and give those teachings to others. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this philosophy that this Srimad Bhagavatam, of all books, this Srimad Bhagavatam, as we'll hear in 3 days, Krishna Swadamo Pagate Dharma Janabhidibi Saha Kalo Nastam Dushamesha Purnarko Dunodita. Srila Prabhupada was asked, what should we tell them on Sankirtan? In London one time. And in a famous response, Srila Prabhupada said, you take the straw in your mouth and say, my dear sir, you're so strong, you're so powerful, you're so big, you're so smart. Take this book. Forget everything and take this book. And another time, Srila Prabhupada said, what should we tell them? Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna Swadamo Pagate. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has risen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by knowledge, religiosity, etc. Persons who want to get light in this dark age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. We're going to be reading this, I believe it's Thursday. Beautiful verse, whoever has the honor of saying it, of giving class on that verse, just like this verse. Idam Purana Brahma, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun. So when we had heard, Naikatma, this is true, huh? Vaishasika Prabhu, we were going together, myself and Naikatma. Maybe it was St. Louis, mid-70s. And especially Vaish was going and shaking hands with people. My dear sir, this Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun. It's risen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode. Persons in the dense darkness, he would quote the verse verbatim, word for word. And businessmen and strange people from Oklahoma. No offense to our Oklahoma friends. And from Kansas, big old fellas with their wives. They would listen to the verse. People have lost their intelligence. Do the dense darkness of ignorance shall get light from this. And they go, is that right? You're kidding me. And they'd buy the book. My mouth was open. I tried to do it and people were like looking at me, what? I think Naikatma was able to do it also. Right from the Shastra. Is it? You did. A lot. Prabhupada said, because this is true, this Purana, this book, by the way, we have 65,000, this book is as brilliant as the sun. It's Krishna, it's himself. People who want knowledge should worship this book, take this book, distribute this book. Srimad Bhagavatam, this Bhagavatam. What did Prabhupada say? But this book. So, Bhagavatam itself is telling us that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates were exclaiming, everything you need, God himself, is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Read every day. Learn all the stories of Srimad Bhagavatam. You don't, through the lips of a bona fide, authorized spiritual master, pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. We don't need to jump over Prabhupada's head, according to this one, that one, or quote the village, what we learned in our village. I didn't learn much in the village of Niles, but someone may have learned in their village some stories. We recite the Bhagavatam stories through Srila Prabhupada's teaching, through Srila Prabhupada's purports. We don't jump over Srila Prabhupada's head. We quote Srila Prabhupada. It's very serious. Prabhupada came up to me today in class, before class, and said, what will the movement be like in 15 years after the last one of us has passed away, Prabhupada disciples? Will the new generation be able to carry on? If we all follow, if you follow, forget about me, if you follow the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and you read the stories and you don't start your own, just like we go and do kirtan sometimes, we associate with other kirtan leaders and they say, from different schools or no school at all, just singers who pick up a couple mantras, and they were failures as musicians in the material world, but they become popular in yoga and Pilates studios. And one person was telling me, well, I composed this particular kirtan in the key of B flat, and I also composed this. I was like, you can't compose kirtan? I'm going to have it copyrighted. You can't it's a Hare Krishna mantra. You didn't compose it, and you can't copyright it. But people think, if you don't follow the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll think I'm the doer. But Bhagavad Gita tells us, you have a right to perform your prescribed duties. You're not entitled to the fruits of your activities. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities, and also never be attached to not doing your duty. Four things. You have a right to perform your own duty. We have a right to chant and serve. But never consider ourselves to be the cause of the results. The results of our activities, that is Krishna. Of course, we don't say we go on Sankirtan or do some service and we sleep 4 to 6 hours of the 7 hours we're there. And, oh, Krishna's arrangement, I couldn't do anything today. No, we work hard. But the result, that's Krishna's. We're not the doer. Krishna is the doer. You have a right to perform your prescribed duties, but you're not entitled to the fruit. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities. And don't be attached to not doing your duty. This is Bhagavad Gita. We're just humble servants. Life goes on within us and without us. The temple will still be going without us. Everything will be there. You may be a big, big preacher. Krishna can make anyone big preacher. You may go, you may leave, may pass away. There'll be someone to take your place. Krishna is the doer. We're not the doers. But don't be attached to not doing. We have to do our duty. But we're not the doer. There's no reason to be proud that I did this. I accomplished that. Today I chanted the most beautiful rounds. You should have heard them. They were like spotless. No. We do our humble service, and Krishna, he takes the results. The results aren't ours. Krishna takes them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught this science. He came to teach the science of Krishna consciousness with his associates like Damodar, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and to teach the importance of this Srimad Bhagavatam, that it's worshipped and it's the literary incarnation of God. We go in the book room in L.A. should be like the altar. Somehow or other. That's the deities are in the book room. We have to treat the deity with great respect. And when we go on Sankirtan, we treat the deity. The deity is Srimad Bhagavatam. This is our understanding that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving, Krishna is giving in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. Not that we have to concoct, oh, people won't understand Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said this in the 70s. That was 40 years ago. Things have changed. You can't say 3.5 devotees. Nobody will accept a half of a devotee. You can't say that. Take it back. It's in the pages of the Shastra. Well, then we can't preach the Shastra. Or we have to change it. No. We have to change you. The only thing that has to change is us. And you. Shastra is Krishna. Well, we have to water things down because this is like too heavy. I gave the story. I'll give it one more time quick if my son was here. When my children were young, I was very cheap due to my cultural upbringing in Niles, Illinois. And when the milk would run low, I would pour water inside the milk. Took years for the kids to figure it out. When they were 4 or 5. By the time they hit 8, they were like, this isn't milk. This is water. And I realized I was neglecting their bones and the whole thing was not good. So Srila Prabhupada gives the example, if you water down milk, it's no longer milk. I tried it. My son has this, what do you call, almond milk. And he uses it specifically for his power shake. So I wanted to try a little and I drank a little too much. So I wanted to replace it. My fashion, I put 2-3 cups of water in the end. But now, 28 years old, why do you put water in the almond milk? He knows it's not milk. So if you put water in milk, it's no longer milk, it's water. If we water down Krishna consciousness, it's no longer Krishna consciousness, it's water. You're not going to get devotees, you're going to get watered down water. So we have to be very careful to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings and Swarup Damodara Goswami. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga. That's a great verse, huh? Wait till Thursday. Who's giving Thursday? You? Huh? Oh, that's great. Oh, he knew. That's the verse. Well, this was the verse, too. Edam Bhagavatam Yoma. At least the first four lines.
This is Shukhi, but we love this verse. Edam Bhagavatam Yoma.